بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin by praising Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic. We ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single individual who embraces the prophetic path, the prophetic teachings with ikhlas, with sincerity, until the end of time. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the outset, He who has created us in the best of forms and has provided us with the means to lead healthy, productive, active, and fulfilling lives. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the final messenger, he guided us towards that which is good. He guided us towards that which is beneficial. And he fulfilled his responsibility by warning us against all that is harmful and all that is destructive. I begin by reminding myself, and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah in this house of Allah, to adopt a life of taqwa, and that is to instill within yourselves, in your lives, during every single second of your lives, the consciousness of your Maker. And you must do this, my dear brother, my dear sister, oh my dear congregation, if you wish to attain victory and success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, today I want to address a growing concern within our community. Unfortunately, we're seeing many people falling prey and falling into this abyss, this dark hole, never-ending dark hole. We're seeing many youngsters, many of the youth falling prey, and it is not just the youth, it is even the older generation. The topic for my sermon, the dangers of vaping, smoking, and shisha. Now these practices, they're often perceived as modern trends, especially vaping, modern trends. They're considered harmless pastimes. But in reality, they are serious threats to our health and our well-being. And today's youngsters, the clever, they try to portray it to the older generation or their parents, saying, hey, you know what? Vaping is not as harmful as smoking. Vaping is not as harmful as smoking. Look, when someone smokes, he smokes like a chimney, smells, there's a bad smell. And obviously the harms have been documented across time now, where a lot of people are aware, very well aware of the harms with regards to smoking. But vaping, it's this fruit flavor. The smell is fruity, huh? And even parents in the crowd, at times fathers think, oh, you know what, it's okay. It's fine, it's this liquid thing that they, you know, inhale. But I beg to differ. And I want to use this platform to establish it, because so many youngsters are falling prey to it. May Allah protect us all. May Allah protect our community. May Allah protect this generation, ameen. So let us begin by understanding what these habits involve. Because there may be people in the crowd who don't know what I'm talking about. Youngsters in the crowd, vaping, no Sheikh, what are you talking about? I don't know. So what is vaping? Vaping involves the use of electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes. So these e-cigarettes, these gadgets like USB devices, they heat a liquid to create a gas or an aerosol that is then inhaled into the lungs. And this liquid typically contains nicotine. It contains flavorings, that's where you get the fruity, strawberry, this flavor, that flavor, and many other chemicals. Allah knows best what these chemicals are. Now, on the other hand, smoking, traditional smoking, smoking cigarettes, involves burning tobacco and inhaling the smoke. And again, smoking, it is again, like I said, documented, it contains a plethora, a truckload of harmful chemicals, including tar and many other chemicals that, you know, you ingest into your lungs. Shisha, on the other hand, involves again smoking tobacco, but this time through a water pipe. So the smoke passes through water before being inhaled. You have this humid smoke that you inhale. So despite the water filtration, some people think that the water filters the harmful elements. Despite the water filtration, shisha smoke still contains many, many harmful toxins. Now, to give you health risks and scientific evidence, let's go to the experts. Let's go to bodies, organizations, think tanks, research institutes that have been studying this day in and day out. And they're putting out the research, they're putting out the information out there. But unfortunately, we tend to put on blinders and still go on with what we're doing. And we're going to talk about the Islamic perspective to all of this towards the end of the sermon, inshallah. And then I think you will have more clarity with regards to these harmful habits. Let's look at some of the health risks. You can read up on this online, but I'm going to summarize it for all of you, inshallah. You have a lot of cardiovascular issues that crop up due to vaping, smoking, and shisha. Vaping, oh youngsters, I know you might be feeling, oh, why is the Sheikh talking about this topic? You might be having one of those devices in your pockets right now, or you might have just vaped before coming into the masjid. You may be planning to vape later on during the day. Fear Allah. Fear Allah with regards to the health that Allah has given you, with regards to the body that Allah has given you. Who are you to abuse this blessing that Allah has given you? Who are you, O slave of Allah, to put the lives of your loved ones in danger? Your elderly parents, your children, your spouses, who are you to put all of their lives at stake with the secondhand smoke that comes out from you? And it's not only the secondhand smoke. Oh youngster, if you are indulging in this, do you know that it is going to harm the pregnancy of, maybe if you are not married, your future wife? Do you know that this bad habit of yours is going to have a bad effect on the unborn fetus? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, do you not fear Allah in this regard? Why are you so arrogant? Have you become like Fir'aun? Have you become like Qarun? Have you become like Haman? Where we think that, you know, this is my body, I can do whatever I want to do with it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it's linked to cardiovascular diseases. Okay. Vaping exposes users to harmful substances. Recent studies have shown that people who use e-cigarettes are more likely to fall prey to heart failure. They're literally 20-25% more likely to face heart failure compared to those who have never touched an e-cigarette, compared to those who never vape. Then you have all kinds of respiratory problems. There is this term called popcorn lung for those who vape. You're killing your lungs, subhanallah. You see, each breath that you can take in, my dear brother, my dear sister, is a blessing. If you are able to inhale and exhale, this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are you to now abuse those lungs that Allah has given you? There are people now in the hospital, people strapped to machines, people who can't take a satisfying deep breath. Why? Because of these bad habits. Because of smoking. Speak to the older generation, they'll tell you why they are suffering now. Oh, you know, I used to smoke before. How I regret it now. How I wish I never touched a cigarette. You need to understand the science behind the addiction. You see, you go to the supermarkets, look at the appalling images put on those boxes of people with mouth sicknesses, lung sicknesses, gum diseases, erectile dysfunction. My dear youngster, tomorrow you get married. And if you're not able to maintain your erection, what kind of a man are you? May Allah protect you. See, if it is a sickness that Allah has put on you, then you accept it. Obviously, there are cures to it, but you accept it as it being from Allah. But if it is because of what your own hands have earned, smoking leads to erectile dysfunction. Vaping leads to ED, erectile dysfunction. You're not going to be able to have a good marital, intimate life. Why? Because of this bad habit. Is it really worth it? Now ask yourself. Vaping, I'm going to lose this. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? No. Subhanallah. Now we think, oh, you know, it's cool to do it. I'm a man when I do it. Before it used to be the same thing. You know, when I take a puff, like in the movies. Now they literally warn left, right and center. Why? Because the harms are so well documented. Smoking causes this, smoking causes that. You have disclaimers. And if you look at it, most of these individuals from Hollywood and all these other woods have moved away from these habits. You think it looks cool, but look at what it's resulting in. Then is it really worth it? Is it really cool? What is cool is to have the willpower to stay away from it. What is cool is to say that I have never smoked a cigarette in my life. I have never touched one of these vaping gadgets. I live a healthy life. I clock in this many kilometers of a walk. I run this much. I swim this much. I hit the gym this many times. Now that's cool. But instead, look at us. Look at us. I've done sermons on fitness. If you look at the Sahaba, if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the description of the Prophet and the Sahaba, personally, I have never come across a single description, yani of the Prophet, never, but even of the prominent Sahaba having a pot belly. It was never like this. Well trimmed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chest and stomach was in line. Khalid ibn al-Walid, warrior, he could literally run after a horse and jump on the horse whilst it was galloping. Today, you and I, we will need one big ladder to climb on top of a horse. And we, even with that ladder, we might end up getting a backache or something after we get on top of the horse. And one tiny, not a run, one tiny strut maybe around, you know, the Nurulia race course, and by the time we get down, our back is aching and our thighs, our glutes are hurting, and this is hurting and that is hurting. Khalid ibn al-Walid, you know, Sahaba like them, they would ride horses bareback. Let that settle in. You know what that means? Without the saddle and the stirrup and all of that, you know, we need so many gadgets to ride horses. We need to put our feet into the stirrup and then get onto the saddle and hold onto the saddle for dear life. And then yes, we are able to manage a round on a horse. And most of the time it's the ponies that we pride ourselves riding. Ponies are tiny animals, horses proper, especially you're talking about Arabian stallions, tall, massive animals. Bare back. So just imagine to do that, the amount of core strength you need to balance yourself on the animal, core strength. To balance yourself on the animal whilst it's galloping. I say this often. Once a man was spotted with a big belly, Umar radiallahu anhu was there. He asked the man, Ya Rajul Mahada, what is this? What is this belly of yours? The man quickly, you know, to diffuse the situation because he knows how serious Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Umar, hadha barakatum min Allah. This is barakah from Allah. This is Allah's blessings. That's why, you know, it's evident here in my stomach. Blessings of Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu loses it. It is barakah. Ya Rajul, hadha azab min Allah. This is punishment from Allah. This is not barakah from Allah. It's weighing you down. This is a punishment from Allah. This is how active they were. They didn't indulge in bad habits. They didn't overeat. They led very active, healthy and productive lives. They were archers. They were swordsmen. They were wrestlers. All these sports, my dear brothers and sisters, take a lot of stamina. You think archery is easy? You think archery is easy? You need so much of strength and discipline to pull. You know, today we've got gadgets that pull the thing for us. We're talking about crude bow and arrows. The tension of the bow to pull and release the arrow without quivering, without trembling, without shivering. The amount of forearm strength, the amount of focus, the amount of discipline to hit the target. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a wrestler. Umar radiallahu anhu was a wrestler. Subhanallah. But we have become lethargic as a community. We're lazy, easily falling prey to every bad habit out there. Today you talk, unfortunately, every bad habit that is out there is linked to our community. May Allah protect us all. And the list of harms keep on going, subhanAllah. I can go on and on and all these things, you know, one Google search and you'll have the whole list of harms, my dear youngsters. Is it too complicated? I can read it out for you, but there are so many, you know, you have, like I said, respiratory diseases, cardiovascular diseases, sexual diseases. You take shisha, there are chances for diseases to transmit. You have mouth-related diseases, gum diseases, tooth diseases. Diseases left, right, and center. Subhanallah. So if so much of harm is linked to it, what is good? What is the good that you're deriving out of it? Nothing other than the fact that we have all fallen prey to being addicted to it. It is an addiction. Again, a misconception is that vaping is harmful. Yes, Sheikh, I acknowledge it is harmful, but it is safer than cigarettes. No, you're wrong again. You're just replacing one set of dangers with another set of dangers. That's it. Cigarettes have one set of dangers, vaping another set of dangers. You're just replacing one with the other. And if you look at it, at times, one cigarette lasts X amount of time. But when you tend to vape a lot more than you would smoke a cigarette. Why? It's so easy, it's easily accessible. So the harms multiply themselves. One session of shisha, it's not a 5-minute session generally. Youngsters, they go, they hang out hours on end, subhanallah. Hours on end, puffing away. It's not like one cigarette. In comparison, I'm not saying this with conviction, but it may be the other way around. The set of dangers that come from cigarettes may be different and may be less multiplied than vaping and shisha. Not that I'm saying cigarettes is good. No way. It's just that we have to understand you're just replacing. It's just like semantics. You're playing around. You're just replacing one set of dangers with another. All of these things are bad. They're not productive. They're not befitting a Muslim. They're not appropriate for a Muslim. Just imagine. If any of these things were befitting or appropriate, would you do it in front of your father? You wouldn't. Would you do it in front of your mother? You wouldn't. Would you pull out your vaping device in front of your dad, take one drag and blow it in front of him? Would you do it? You wouldn't do it. Would you do it in front of your mother? You wouldn't do it. Would you do it in the masjid? You wouldn't do it. So then you know it's a bad habit. You hide it. Would you do it in front of me? A scholar? You wouldn't. When you see, oh, put it away. Oh, Sheikh's coming. I've seen many youngsters, subhanAllah. They're blowing it away. When I come into their presence. Why? Because they're guilty. It's bad. So you know it's bad. So why are you doing it? Stay away from it, oh youngster. Stay away from it. I know. It takes willpower. It takes a lot of strength if you're addicted to it. Get help. You don't have to do it alone. If you are able to, then well and good. But otherwise, there's no harm in getting help. Get help. Seek the help of Allah. Seek the help of experts in this field. Because it's just like any other addiction. It involves your brain. And this is where I have to link a little bit of Islam here now. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that shaitan, yajri fi majra ad-dam. Shaitan runs in our blood. Shaitan runs in our blood. So he runs in our blood. This can be interpreted as him being able to understand us psychologically as well. He studies us very well. So these addictions, these harmful addictions, are very powerful traps of shaitan and the evil jinn. You see, it's almost like a possession, right? It's almost like you're being possessed by the jinn. Where you can't, you know the harm. You've just been admitted into the hospital and you're out. But you can't, you know, you're finding it difficult. You want to reach out and grab that packet. You want to reach out and grab that machine. You want to do it despite knowing that you were just admitted into the hospital. Despite knowing that you're having an excruciating pain in your lungs. Despite knowing all the harms listed out there. And at times, despite even after being present at a sermon like this, you go back and you just don't have the strength. Why? Because shaitan and the jinn, the evil jinn, are overpowering you. You see, when you're in a state of impurity, and this is why it is sunnah to be in the state of ablution all the time, you are susceptible to the attacks of shaitan. You are susceptible to the attacks of the evil jinn. You understand? This is why you must be in a state of purity. When you are in a place where individuals are indulging in all these kinds of behavior, your spiritual armor is weakened. Weakened, you know, for some of you who play video games, you have this armor. When you have an armor on, even if they shoot at you, nothing happens to you, or it rather, it reduces the harms. Why? Because the armor is on. But when you are in these states, for example, when you're vaping, when you're smoking, when you are in a whatever you call it, hookah session, you know, you tend to weaken your spiritual armor, making yourself an easy target for shaitan and the evil jinn. You don't want to make yourself a target, my dear brother, my dear sister, for shaitan and the evil jinn to come and cause chaos in your life. Subhanallah. And then now you're trying to figure out what's going on. Everything is downhill. Whatever I try to do is downhill. And then you start blaming black magic, and you start blaming this and blaming that, and you start going on a whole wild goose chase. Whilst all the while, as Allah says in the Quran, bima kasabat aydikum, it is what your own hands have earned. Allah says in the Quran, don't kill yourselves. Wala taqtulu anfusakum. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمِ لَتَّهْلُكَ. Do not throw yourself into destruction. But with this gadget, with smoking, with all these habits, you're throwing yourself into destruction, oh youngsters. You're throwing yourself into destruction. You're throwing yourself into harm. Aspire. Aspire. Have lofty ambitions. Let us not just become mediocre. Look at the Sahaba. Look at them as role models. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the righteous people around you. Look at the imams. Look at the scholars. Take them as role models to be productive Muslims, where you will rule and reign this dunya as well as akhirah. You will live a good life in this world as well as al-akhirah. Subhanallah. Isn't that the summary of the dua? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanan wa qina adhaban nar. Oh Allah, give us hasana, the best in this world. So strive, be productive to reach and achieve the best in this world. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for mediocre. This ummah was not created for mediocre. For less, it was created for greatness, for high, lofty goals. But indulging in these habits, they're going to cripple you. You're not going to be able to reach those high and lofty goals. And then in al-akhirah hasana, the best in al-akhirah as well, which is obviously the pleasure of Allah and Jannah. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And Allah protect us from the fire of hell. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I conclude by reminding myself and then all of you all to embrace the teachings of the Prophet, which are wholesome, which are beneficial. His lifestyle, subhanAllah, studied, is so fruitful, so productive, so healthy, so beneficial. Rid yourself and stay away from these habits of shaitan, habits of the devil, traps of the devil. Stay away from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the willpower, strengthen us to stay away from all these bad habits. May Allah help us to preserve our health. Ameen. May Allah help us to preserve. May Allah give us the strength and wisdom to make the right choices, to protect us from harm and to guide us towards all that is beneficial and good. Ameen. Ya Allah, help those who are struggling with addictions to find the strength to overcome it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide our youth, guide our youngsters, Ya Allah. Guide them on the straight path, Ya Allah. Protect them from the dangers of vaping, from the dangers of smoking, from the dangers of shisha, Ya Allah. Unite our community, unite us in promoting good health and well-being, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the strength, grant us the wisdom, and grant us the knowledge to recognize and avoid harmful habits that endanger our health and our well-being, Ya Allah. Guide us towards making choices that preserve our physical, our mental, our emotional and spiritual health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help all those who are struggling with addiction to vaping, Ya Allah, to smoking, Ya Allah, and shisha. Grant them the strength and resolve to overcome these harmful habits. Ya Allah, protect them, protect us from the temptations of harmful substances, from all these harmful substances, from all these addictive substances, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the desire to seek healthy, active and productive lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are many of us who are trying hard to quit these harmful habits. Ya Allah, surround them with help. Surround them with a supportive community. Surround them with good friends, good family and resources that will help them succeed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant healing to those who suffer from illnesses caused by smoking, caused by vaping, caused by shisha, Ya Allah. Ease their pain and restore their health, Ya Allah. There are those of us who have lung sicknesses, Ya Allah. Ease their affairs and protect their health, Ya Allah. There are those of us who are suffering from so many other sicknesses, Ya Allah. You are the healer, Ya Allah. Heal them, Ya Allah. Cure them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our homes, protect our families, protect our children from the negative influences of all these addictive drugs and substances, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to create an environment that fosters good and helps us to stay away from all these traps of shaitan, the traps of the devil, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, just as how you united us in this masjid, unite us in the beautiful gardens of Jannah in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.